This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and considering all the people I push away, I should have much nicer biceps.
Yeah. I'm Brandi Posey, and Jeff Goldblum is just Doctor Strange, constantly feeling fabrics in other universes.
I'm Tess Parker, and I miss when it was my birthday.
Aww, this is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to lady, lady to lady.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. It was a very like boom. Jersey Shore businessman. Boom. Boom. Cut you a deal. Hey, don't worry.
Cut you a deal.
Cut you a deal. Boom. 15% off your car.
Cut your sleeves off. Boom.
You got to buy it now. Yeah. It's a very sleeveless boom.
That's how hot I am right now. I'm feeling very Jersey Shore. Just like sweaty.
You just want to be drunk and fucking all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I will get to this, but yes.
Yeah,
I need to talk about it. Yeah, I'm on a tear for sure. We just passed 2 million downloads.
Aruga.
Boom.
Boom.
And we're
boom.
There.
2 million.
Did you guys watch the Tony Robbins documentary?
No.
That's a boom.
Is it?
In a good way?
Wait. We should bring on our guests. I would be curious to see.
Very quickly, 2 weeks from now, I'm going to be doing Picture This at the High Plains Festival in Denver. The
Ooh.
Weekend of the 26th. Come see me.
Oh, also in November, we're going to be in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Doing
for the podcast festival.
Yeah, podcast festival. We don't know the exact date. It's either going to be the 17th or 18th of
yes.
November.
Mm-hmm.
So keep listening for that. But if you live in Chicago,
we're
come
coming.
Out.
It's going to
be really
stand
fun.
Up, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yes,
I awesome. Think we're actually just doing a live podcast. But anyway, you'll
we'll do stand up.
You want to?
Yeah, we'll
oh yeah, we'll be doing stand up in other places.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be able to see us do stand up.
Yeah,
we think. Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to have a cute outfit on because it'll be my first time in Chicago.
Oh man,
so I'll plan accordingly.
Your Chicago outfit.
I think so.
Tyler Tess.
Okay. I'm sensing a lot of like green tones for
I
some
see
reason.
That.
In
if
Chicago.
I'm still on a, yeah. if I'm still on a tear, you better watch out, Chicago.
Oh yes. Boy.
Barbara and I were the biggest assholes yesterday at the Standard. We
we took lots of selfies.
We just like went and laid in a waterbed.
Yeah.
We laid in a waterbed gondola? Pod.
No, what are they called?
I don't know.
You know, cabana.
Poolside cabana.
Yeah,
waterbed okay. cabana.
Well, Barbara and I just went to a waterbed cabana poolside, and we just laid on top of the rooftop in downtown LA, and we just shamelessly, like, because it was just she and I alone, like, we had this moment where we were like, now's the time we take a bunch of embarrassing
We were both,
selfies.
Like, on our phones for a good half hour
yeah,
taking
amazing.
Selfies.
Yeah.
It also got out of the, they were really weird, and they were like, oh, you have to spend $35 each. But if you're going to sit by the pool, we were like, okay. And then we just didn't do anything.
Yeah. Really? But what if we don't, though? And then we
just leave.
And then we ate the peanut butter and jelly sandwich that I brought. It was great.
It was a win. Let's bring on our guest. She's so fucking funny. I love this girl. She's a great comedian. You should follow her on Twitter because she's great on there, too. Lisa Chenault, you guys.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
How's your summer banging?
It's great. It's been so nice. I have air conditioning.
Oh,
I really enjoy that.
Sweet. Central?
Praise.
No, but it's plenty. It's strong.
It's enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a good thing about LA. Everyone's houses are small enough that even if you just have a unit, it's enough.
Right. Yeah. We're almost sort of monks in that way.
Yeah.
We've learned to live on little.
Yeah.
Air conditioning.
For us.
Yes. No, I love just like actually like a good like 1979 air conditioner.
Yeah.
Just
oh, yeah. That's what my house has.
Yeah.
It's old and loud as fuck.
Yeah.
And it's great because I turn it up whenever I like have to fuck somebody or, you know.
Oh, that's
I only like put it on music because I feel like that's more obvious.
So you just had like.
Yeah. It's just like I'm fucking a big robot.
Just
like
a corner. This is a robot breathing heavy watching
right,
you.
Right.
What's going I on. Actually don't love music anyway.
Like during sex?
It's or not just during sex. I don't know. I
don't either. Because it's all I can hear it.
And
I
like,
agree.
Yeah, it's
and
too
I think about it. It's not good for me.
I know what you mean, but like lately, like Sean and I have been boning to classic rock a lot. And okay, it's really fun. Like we got down to the Rolling Stones the other day, and it was just like, yeah, like it felt very 1972.
That's right. Great. There are certain ones like I love Sturgill Simpson's great.
Yeah.
Or like there's a playlist on Spotify called Piano Moods. Mm. It's all classic music. I know, but it's good. It's like very. They're all different.
It's just chopsticks over and over again.
It's intense. It's like,
I'm in a chopsticks kind of mood.
Yeah, baby. It's great. I love it.
That sounds pretty. Yeah, without words is important, I think. Because we've talked about that before. But
yeah, don't tell me how to live lyrics.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we started hooking up to Amy Winehouse the other day because it was like this, like, I think it was. You know, I'm no
some
good
sexy
song.
Tunes.
It was like some sexy tunes. So we started hooking up, but then like the rest of that album is like, very kind of like sensual, but also like really dark. And we weren't gonna stop hooking up to go stop the Amy Winehouse. So we ended up, you can get yourself in that situation.
You just gotta talk over a couple of lyrics, just to be like,
I've definitely done that before, where I've been like. Like trying to make noise if it's saying I love you or something.
Yeah. just throwing a lot of knots. Just like not like
just kidding.
Yeah.
It can't be too romantic if you're that shouldn't be happening. I don't know.
We did make a Friends with Benefits playlist. Yes. Right. Also, it's on Spotify. I think it's on my Spotify.
But we have to I tried listening to that and I think there are a few on it that we need to take off. Okay. I can't remember, but
I took everyone's
Sexy
suggestions.
Back is on there. I don't think Sexy Back is a good fucking song.
Okay, we can take it off. I took everyone's suggestions and edited it
right.
there.
Right, yeah.
We can definitely
we took everyone's
things. We
haven't
curated it.
Yeah. It's kind of a free-for-all.
That makes
there,
me think we should kind of leave it on there, because I think if Sexy Back is your thing, maybe someone else can benefit from that information.
I feel like the only way reason that would be on there is for rhythm, and if it's just, that's sexy. Not a good...
Yeah, you can't...
Yeah.
It's not a fuck jam.
Yeah.
It's a dance jam. If that, I'm sick of that song.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Are we all sick of Justin Timberlake?
Kind of.
He's taking an appropriate break, though, I think. Because I haven't seen him.
He didn't,
in
though.
Anything.
He just had a song out, like, not that long ago.
I don't know.
I mean, I didn't hear it, but.
Yeah.
If he came back in an all denim outfit again, I would maybe jump back on board.
No cornrows this time, though.
No cornrows.
No.
Yeah.
Natural hair color. Just like. Keep it.
God, he hasn't seen that for years.
I know how he feels.
Okay, before we get to Tess's way more important story.
Oh, I forgot about, yeah.
I want to talk about, since it's related to this.
Yes.
I had sex with, I think, probably the hottest person I will ever have sex with. And now I feel like, and Tess has seen, I'll have to show you guys a picture.
I've seen pictures.
It's insane.
Gorgeous man.
I mean, he's so hot that I can't even handle it. And now I'm like, well, what do I do now?
You peaked.
That's all downhill.
Oh man.
You just have that as like your CD fund in your spank bank.
No, aim higher. I say aim higher.
I don't know.
Girl.
It's possible, but also I don't know if it's possible.
It's possible.
I like your style.
I mean, that's what I'm going to do.
You
but
have
also
to.
The thing is, I think I'm going to he lives back home, and so like I'm going to see him again because I'll be planning a tour that might stop back there for no reason at all.
Yeah.
And I feel like now I'm in like a training montage because I'm just trying to get as hot as possible before I see him again.
You're like a fuck Rocky.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just kind of like, all right, like here we go. And not that I don't like he thought I was hot. I don't know why I'm doing this, but
yeah,
I just like
no sense.
I think because he sent me that picture, I'm like, you're so I can't handle this. I really hope he doesn't hear. I don't think he will hear this.
I really hope he doesn't either.
But yeah, oh God. God,
like, oh, that working out really paid off.
this old body that I'm working on for the last 3 months in anticipation of possibly having a one night stand with you.
It won't be a one night stand though, because we've already had sex.
Okay, what is that? A two night stand?
That's a hookup, but it's a fuck buddy.
Well, buddy, kind of. I feel like you need. I think it takes three to be a buddy.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
might get there.
That's like a.
Might get there.
I go back enough. But anyway, so I have been on a little bit of a tear lately, and I think Trump has made me hornier, not because he
what make you horny? Why?
Hey,
Barbara,
hey. You're fired.
Every time I look at his face, I feel so bad that anyone has ever had to have sex.
I know, I agree. Ugh. Let me clarify. It is not because he is sexy in any way, shape, or form. It is because that the fact that he's made it this far makes me feel like the end of the world is near, and therefore I don't give a fuck about what I do.
You gotta fuck everything before you're dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm just like, it's like apocalypse mode, and I'm just like, well, this could be the end of days.
At the very least, your rights are gonna get taken away. So
right?
You gotta like
exactly. exactly.
You live it now.
I like that this is your apocalypse
training.
Your training. The way that you're going to handle the apocalypse is to be like, oh yeah, shifty eyes.
It's really going down. Shifty eyes has been in full mode lately.
Do you have a free tank of gas?
Huh. It's a great survival mechanism. Like, guys spread their seed, you spread their like army of like dick that's willing to fight for you.
Yes.
There you go.
It's a great.
That's all I'm doing. I'm building my army. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just becoming a queen.
I'm so scared he's not going to hear this. It's fine.
It's fine.
He doesn't even know.
Well, I'm sure it'll help his confidence to know that Trump is the reason.
I mean, he was the reason, but I definitely have just been like, oh, I'm just going to have fun, enjoy myself, you know.
Yeah, as opposed to what you usually.
As opposed to me. Yeah, I'm usually very like.
Street life.
Very, you know, coy and reserved. So this is a whole new me. Everyone.
Ugh, fuck Donald Trump. Can we just say it?
Please, no one. I know, it's so sad. Somebody said to see him naked. He's never made a woman come, right? We can agree on that.
No,
there's no way.
He absolutely doesn't go down a woman either.
No. Oh my God, he's never eaten a pussy. And you know what? I think it's really irresponsible of the women that have slept with him to not come out and say that.
Yeah.
We
need
someone. Because every. I mean,
no, David just said he eats pussy with a knife and fork.
Oh, God. Yeah, like KFC.
David joke, everybody.
Sorry, what were we saying?
I think it's irresponsible of these women. They need to come out and say, he never made me come, he never went down on me, because that, I mean, you need to dispel that he has any kind of virility to him.
Yes, and I want to know that my president is capable of giving a woman an orgasm.
I mean, hello,
that's
Obama.
Important, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah, Hillary.
What about Hillary? Are you, she could probably give a woman an orgasm.
Yeah, for sure.
She could just by staring.
Exactly. It's all about the details.
Yeah.
She's got this. And you know what? She would try. You know, even if she hasn't, she would try really hard.
Yeah, of course she would. Read up on it and figure it out.
Exactly.
All right. Well, anyway, that's my update.
Hold on. Tony Robbins, very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Let's revisit and then we'll come back.
Have you seen it, Lisa?
No, but I've heard it's right up my alley.
Okay. Do you like self-help stuff?
I do.
Oh, then I want you to see it. So, like, I'd like to hear your opinion on it. But, like, I always thought that Tony Robbins was, like, a really huge sham, like this really crazy out there guy, and like you watch the documentary and I was like surprised by how like smart he seemed and how likable he was.
But I mean, of course, how do you think he would have gotten that far?
Yeah,
who
but
is he? I don't. He's like,
you
know,
don't look him. You don't recognize him.
I have no idea.
He is like a self-help guru. He's like
okay.
He's kind of like just a cult leader.
Yeah,
essentially.
I was thinking,
okay.
He's super duper crazy, crazy popular. What really was unsettling about it to me was like he's so clearly misogynistic,
and of course,
like. Hidden in like this really like sneak, like they show this whole documentary and there's like so many women who he's like, you have daddy issues, you need to call your dad right now.
Oh,
and then
God.
There's all these men who clearly have mommy issues, like that's clearly the problem,
of course,
and he's telling them that they like need to like be more masculine, that's why women aren't fucking them.
Oh.
And like it was a really
so he's very like mystery in the game kind of
but then like what's really weird about it is that, like I can't say that I don't think that he's smart or that there's nothing to what he's saying. Like he's also like does kind of like say it like
I mean,
it is
he's
and, like,
a pro at, you know, he knows how to knows how to do that and convince you even if maybe you can see it, but
yeah,
that's what those people do.
I thought you were talking about Tony Little is who I thought.
Who's that? Who's that?
He's the guy with the ponytail.
The trainer guy?
Yeah, the trainer guy.
Oh,
with
yeah,
the ponytail.
Yeah, totally.
I thought that's yes. who you were talking about.
Yes. That is a great
like
ponytail.
Steven Seagal type.
I would take Zumba from that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony Robbins.
But it's interesting. It's an interesting. It's also like a totally one sided documentary. Like, it's not at all critical of him. Like, I wonder if he funded it. It's basically just a. Shows what happens at his, like, 5-day thing, like, you know, getaway or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was really surprised by kind of like in a way how legit he seemed to me.
Gotcha.
Given I will say he like seems super sexist.
If we're plugging documentaries very quickly, I also want to plug if you have HBO Go, I don't like sports. Go to Real Sports on HBO. Please watch their hour and a half thing on the Olympics and how fucked up the Olympics are.
Mm.
Please go watch it. Do not watch the Olympics. It's
that makes
horrifying.
Me sad because I love watching the Olympics.
No, 100 it's really messed up because like hundreds of thousands of people get displaced from their homes and aren't put in any place new. People have been killed and put in jail for dissent in Beijing and in Russia and in Rio.
For dissent? Wait, for not leaving their house?
For trying not to leave their house, or if they write anything bad about what the Olympics did to set up the places. Like there's
wait, they kick out regular people out of their houses for the Olympians?
Yeah. No. For the entire Olympic park.
Oh, to build a park. Oh, okay, okay.
I feel like these third world countries want the Olympics because
it's
like
a lot of money. Yeah.
Well, and they talk a lot about how, so when they bring in the Olympics, it's basically also great for the dictators because it makes the dictator look powerful in front of their countrymen. Like with Russia, they came in and then a week later they invaded Ukraine because he's like, oh, everybody's on my side. Everyone like has a good feeling about Russia.
Okay.
It's really fucked up.
Having, obviously, with the caveat of not seeing the documentary, from what you're saying, though, this seems like a lot like issues that are happening like within the individual countries. Because I do feel like the Olympics are like this sort of like amazing, magical thing where like it transcends countries and it's like sports, like this peaceful kind of place where I think it's like in a lot of ways like a really constructive thing.
But it's also like the committee that picks them picks these countries because they can turn a blind eye to it because those countries will put their journalists in jail. Like like when Beijing was announced, they just got the Winter Olympics in 2022, 315 of their like human rights attorneys were put in jail the week before the announcement came out, and half of them haven't been seen yet.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. And like the Olympics is still like, yeah, no, we're going to go to Beijing.
Why does everything have to be corrupt? Everything really fucking blows.
Don't they not pay the athletes?
They don't get paid.
That's like comedy. No, I think that's like actually good because I think it's like a good like levelizer because you can make a lot of money in endorsements if you're an Olympic athlete.
Yeah, but what if you're not that good?
Yeah, like, to a point. There's a lot. I mean, I feel like there's only a few of them that get endorsements. Yeah.
Like, what if you're like from the best guy in the worst country at running?
Right.
Or whatever, you know?
Yeah, but I think you're doing it more than for like personal fulfillment.
Yeah, I love that part of it, but
it's like us. If you're unrepped, you have to pay to go to GFL.
You should.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, inside baseball, y'all.
Well, and it's also like there is no international governing body that checks for steroids at the Olympics. Like Russia won a ton of their gold medals.
What? They don't fucking check
because Putin had a plan in place to give people steroids. So it's like that made him look powerful, and then he fucking invaded Ukraine. So
I will say
like,
I was personally kicked out of the dorms for the Olympians in college.
Excuse me, Barbara Dorothy Gray has been.
Yes, tell me.
Personally displaced. No, the Winter Olympics came through in 2012, and I got. Yeah, I got. Wait, 2012? No, that's not right. I don't remember the year. Anyway,
it definitely wasn't.
This is not 2012. You guys remember how I was living there 4 years ago?
Yeah.
I can't remember the year, but
2002.
Maybe 10 years removed from that.
I hear you, girl.
2002. So the Winter Olympics came through, and they were all staying in the dorms.
Yeah.
And so we had to move out for a month or 2 months while the Olympians, like, stayed there.
Yeah.
That's actually horseshit.
And then we just moved back in. Well, I was okay because I was just stupid that I lived in the dorms anyway because I was, like, a few miles from my house. So I just moved back home, for people who weren't from there, they had to just find places to live.
Yeah. Well, they, like, tore down people's houses to, like, build these.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
We left little notes in our beds for the Olympians.
What did it say?
I don't remember, but I think we were like, hi, welcome to.
Is that your idea?
Salt Lake. It probably was. I lived with Emily, my best friend, in the dorms, and I don't know. We just tried. And it was funny because when we moved back, we only had, like, a few months left of school, so I literally just, like, brought a sleeping bag and was like, why am I bringing, I'm not bringing anything else. Like, I just slept in, like, a sleeping bag. like a turd. Anyway, that's my story. And people get really obsessed with. Everyone was really obsessed with pins. Like it was like
pins?
They were like they were like giant tents where everybody was trading them all the time.
People love to trade pins.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
Pins are big at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I'm not familiar.
It's just like a
like pins.
It was like enamel pins.
You know how they're kind of like cool again now.
Yeah,
they're,
but I don't know when. I didn't have that in college.
I think it was just the Olympics. Oh, it was the Olympics have this weird little like culture going on with that at the same time.
Makes sense.
And the most popular ones were the green Jell-O pin and the fry sauce pin because they were like Salt Lake.
Salt Lake pins. Mm,
that's what you guys put out there. You put out two separate food items.
Yeah, that was my personal choice.
Green Jell-O and fry sauce.
So sad.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway, but I got to drive around Oksana Baiul and some other people. So
how was Oksana Baiul?
She was great.
Was she really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she cool or was she
really nice?
Okay, that's cool. Anybody named Oksana, that whole name is just Oksana, like a really intense.
That is a villain name.
Yeah, it's a really good villain name.
Yeah.
Like good. On
you know
her
what
for
I was thinking?
I feel like we're being Eastern Europeanists.
I mean, probably. I probably am. Sorry. Sorry for all the Oksanas.
We're being
out
pianists
there.
Right now. I was thinking yesterday that a really good villain, Veruca Salt, is such a good fucking name.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Roald Dahl really had his names down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and there's the actress whose name is Faruka Balk, right?
It's Faruka Balk, but it sounds like Faruka Salt.
Yeah, I always had to, like, think about what
well, and
who's
she,
real and who's not.
There was a rumor when we were in high school that she was the actress in Willy Wonka.
Really?
Remember? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was, like, one of those, like, the guy from Mr. Belvedere is Marilyn Manson rumors.
Oh, yeah.
Marilyn Manson has so many fucking rumors about him.
Oh, my God. Have you guys seen footage of Marilyn Manson recently?
No. Yeah, he's got, like, a big old beer gut now, right?
Yeah, I guess a little bit, but, like, primarily the problem is, like, his stage presence has gone to shit.
Aww. Oh, no!
He is phoning it
Boom.
In.
Well, what is he doing? Who's going to see him?
People are.
I guess there are hardcore
not
fans.
Bringing it. Like, you can't, like, half-ass awesome, beautiful
people. Yeah, you can't no. look like, you can't dress up like that and then, like, half-ass it.
Yeah, if no. you put in a contact, bring it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
He's yeah. not like... bringing it.
Okay, yes. Lisa had a really good question before the podcast about Betsy Johnson.
Yeah, how'd you meet yes. Betsy Johnson?
Well,
I'll tell you after the break.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, suspense.
Ooh. Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Lisa Shadu.
Hi.
And, yeah, what's up?
So, well, last week, I got to spend my Wednesday morning at the house of one of my heroes, Betsy Johnson, which was yes. fucking amazing.
And you just got this by, like, DMing her?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, amazing. Like, we DM'd on Twitter a few times, and, yeah, basically through that, I told her I wanted to do a profile on her, and she was like, okay, babe, thanks for the love, and she sent me this, like, really cute picture of her eating an ice cream sandwich.
Aww.
She eats ice cream sandwiches just like us.
Who knew?
Yeah.
So I brought my sister, who, like, is – she probably loves Betsy Johnson even more than I do, so I brought her as my photographer. And the morning of, we, like, we dressed up in, like, Betsy dresses and did our makeup. Like, we got fully dressed at, like, 9 o'clock in the morning. Drove out to Malibu, got to her house, and she opened the door, and she's, like, tiny, and her hair is all, like, colorful and spiky, and she just gasped, and she was like, this – is the ultimate compliment.
Oh my God.
And she like grabbed my dress and she was like, God damn, I was good.
Come on. Mario.
I love
her. And she's like, her kitchen's just like full of fresh roses that she's cutting. And like, she just lives in Malibu. And yeah, she just made us snacks and like, she showed me around her house. And I got to see all these like really rare drawings of hers. I got her like her first design jobs and like all this really cool wow. rare shit. And these like, amazing like rock and roll photos of her, and she just moved here from New York, and she's setting up a villa in Zihuatanejo.
Where's that?
That's the town from Shawshank Redemption that they escaped to.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
That's its claim to fame. Everyone's yeah. like, it's the Shawshank Beach.
Yeah. Right.
So she's setting up a villa. It's going to be called Villa Betsy in the Shawshank Beach. And so she had all this like awesome shit like arranged by the room where it's going to be in the Shawshank Beach. And so there's going to be like the goddess room, which has all these like cool pictures of goddesses and some of her. There's the rock and roll
Wait, so
room.
It's a villa where people can stay?
Yeah, so you'll okay. be able to stay there. It'll be like a vacation property.
Oh my God,
property.
We've got
to
go.
I know.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
No. That's amazing.
We have to go.
Without a doubt.
So yeah, and then so I got to like skitter around with her and like see all her stuff, and like she's just like adorable and like insane amount of energy. Like
yeah.
a true fairy. Like she just like has, and like when she's talking, she like instead of yada yada, she goes and then boop boop boop. Or da da da. And yeah, then we got to like hang out outside on her like really awesome patio, which looks exactly like how you think Betsy Johnson's patio would look. Like it has like this really awesome overstuffed floral couch and like dinosaurs and teapots and like cool shit.
Hell yeah.
And like we just ate snacks and like she just talked to me about like her life and her outlook on life. And
so cool.
It was pretty fucking amazing.
Give us a snippet of her outlook.
She basically like, I mean, a lot of what she talked to me about was just like, you know, she, one thing that stuck out to me was she was like, if you get to my age and you're not happy, then you did something wrong. And like, she's a really interesting like outlook on youth. Mm-hmm. And like, she's just such a youthful, like eternally youthful person. And, what else did she say? She said something about, I mean, a lot of it will be in my article, but, yeah. but a lot of it that was like, so, I mean, I've always known that she was like a really cool business person, but like, it was really inspirational because she's just like, yeah, I just made money like having fun with my girlfriends. She's like, I just grabbed a girlfriend and we started making stuff. And like, she respected all of her employees so much, and like everyone loved working at her stores. Like it was like this really cool,
so cool
business. Perfect. Where everyone was just happy to be there, and she was just like drinking champagne in Manhattan and like having fun with her girlfriends.
I mean, that's great. Well, it is unfair to be like, if you're not happy at my age, it's like, well, yeah, you lucked out.
I think
also.
It's absolutely fair, and she's the first person to say that she's lucky.
Right.
But I think it's absolutely fair because she's so inspirational to me because it's like, yeah, follow your own trip. And, if you believe in yourself and follow your own trip and, like, yeah, some of it's luck, but a lot of it is just, like,
you could be building a villa in the Shawshank.
She didn't go to business school or design school.
Ugh, that's so cool.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, you should work towards making yourself happy instead of making someone else happy.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, another thing she dropped was she's, like, dating a guy she really likes right now. She goes, I've had 3.5 marriages, and then she just continues talking. I'm like, what?
That's a half marriage.
She just dropped the half marriage.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you see her closet?
You know what's funny is that she showed me her favorite Betsy, which is just like the stretchy skull dress that's like a strapless dress. But she doesn't have a lot of the stuff that she made. She was like, once I make something, I don't
keep it. She wants to like put it out there.
Yeah, but she was looking at my dress and she kept looking at me. She was like, I should have kept more stuff. And she was like, God, I love that dress. Oh, I should have kept more.
Yeah, you guys have to see the pictures. I mean, they'll be in the article when you post it, but they're so good.
Also, the one you posted was cute.
Yeah. Thank you. What are you wearing on your wrist?
Oh, yeah. So before we left, she gave my sister and I these skull sequin friendship bracelets, and she's wearing a bunch of them too, and she's been wearing hers for like 8 years, and she tied one on each of us, and like as she tied it, she had us close our eyes and make a wish.
Oh come on.
So I have a friendship bracelet with Betsy Johnson now.
This is all I want. This awesome. Is yeah goals as fuck.
Amazing.
Like the best.
So cool.
Just inspo as fuck. Yeah. So it was amazing.
Well, we're on our way. I mean, we're doing
exactly
all the things with the funniest ladies we know. And
that's what I mean. Yeah,
it's an important thing.
We're being our best Betsy.
Exactly.
Oh God.
BYBB.
BYBB. Indeed.
BYBB.
BYBB. Okay. All right, Lisa.
Yes.
We're gonna ask you some questions.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Hit it, David.
It's who, what, when, where, why.
Who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when,
why? Yeah, well, jazzy.
Yeah.
That one's not so bad.
Okay, who is your smallest influence?
My dog, because I call him the smallest dog. but... He hates stand-up comedy, and so he influences me the least.
How do you know he hates stand-up comedy?
Because if we're watching, like, a SVU drama or, like, some sort of drama, he'll watch. But anything comedy, he'll, like, go under the bed or leave the room. Or if I'm listening to a set, he'll, like, look up at me and then walk away.
Oh.
I'm like,
but he hasn't seen you do it live, has he?
No.
Maybe that'll be it.
Just like messing around, talking to him.
Right.
But he doesn't like that. He doesn't like comedy, so he influences me the least. But also he influences me a lot because I have to feed him every day and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Helps you do a schedule.
Totally.
Makes sense.
What's your favorite, what's the dumbest name you have for your dog?
Well, every day I tell him that he's cuter than a computer. I try to think of a lot of rhymes to tell him.
I really like that one.
Yeah,
that is really
I like it. That's adorable. What I love about pets is just the stupidest shit comes out of our mouths for no reason.
Oh yeah,
it's so dumb.
It's really insane. Nonsensical,
and it is always rhyming too. I call my cat a pooper scooper. I don't know.
I call Jack the scooper of poops.
Oh,
because he smells all the poop, so he gets to scoop. He's walking around.
I call Gatsby Munchkin Bagunchkin.
Yeah, it always has to be rhyming.
Yeah, always.
Cuter than a computer is pretty good.
Yeah. I tell him he's sweeter than a golden retriever.
Aww.
I just, try to think of things.
Try to bolster his confidence.
He's very nervous.
I get that. Needs to watch some comedy. Loosen up a little bit.
We could get him to. We'd have to buckle him down.
He's just like, I get it. SVU has its charms too.
It has its soothing quality.
Yeah,
I think it's the noises, honestly. I think it's the sounds.
Yeah, dogs don't want to hear a bunch of ha ha ha. That's a little fire, a little like mouth fireworks for them.
I'm looking up stand up comedy for dogs.
Oh, God.
Well, there's
a
show here.
Yeah.
Well, there's Monique's show. I just didn't know if there was like
there's CDs just certain ones
that are made there, it, for dogs to play for dogs.
I met somebody who. Oh wait, no, that's a kids channel. But I think isn't there a TV channel like for cats and dogs or something?
I don't know, but there's definitely one for humans that is just cats and dogs, and I find that very soothing.
Yeah.
It's just light jazz and cats and dogs.
That sounds great.
It's nice. Yeah. Okay, Lisa, what is your favorite summer activity?
Oh, I love swimming.
Yes.
But I don't just do it in the summer, so I don't know if that counts.
Well, we live in LA, so it's kind of always. Yeah.
Well, I'll swim in the winter. I swim laps, but I love swimming. I love going to the beach. There's really nothing bad at summer activities.
There
aren't any bad ones. Volleyball's fun. Barbecues are great.
Have you been living your best summer?
I'm working on it. I'm walking a lot of dogs, so it's really hot.
Yeah.
So I get done at like 3, and then I'm like, I just want to lay in a pool.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Do you have a pool you can lay in?
I just go to the public pool.
Oh, yeah.
Or I go to LA Fitness.
Is swimming laps not a pain in the ass? Because I always feel like you got to do the hair and the bathing suit and the blah, and it like seems like it's too much to me. Maybe I'm just too lazy.
I think it's better than going to the gym.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
come
go to
out,
the gym
your hair's wet, you just spray on it, throw it in a bun.
You're not sweaty.
That
you're
is true, because it's like, yeah, huge. Yeah.
You all do right. have to change at the gym if you're going to not go straight home, which right. I hate doing.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Figure
it's
it out.
Easy.
Everyone's got sacrifices.
I always feel amazing after I swim laps.
It's yeah, the best.
I love swimming laps.
Yeah, I don't like it because I don't know the rules. You know, it's like
it's embarrassing. Well, have I talked about on here the time that I got bullied at the pool?
I don't know. Maybe I can't remember.
Who bullied you at the pool?
Well, I was up here at the Eagle Rock pool 2 summers ago. Mm-hmm. Just started to swim laps. Again, I like obviously know how to swim, but like no proper lap training whatsoever. Just kind of like went, right. just okay. dove right in, literally.
Most people don't though.
Yeah. So I get these dumb goggles, and you know, I have like just a weird face. Like my face just look especially like I'm one of those people who needs their hair. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like I just have a weird face. I put my hair in my cap, and then I put the goggles on, and I look weird as fuck. And then I'm wearing this like mom bathing suit from Target, and I get in the pool and I start swimming laps. Like admittedly, probably really bad form, you know. And as I'm swimming, these like 11-year-old kids like start getting in my lane, and I think that they're just like, you know, honest mistake like in my lane. So I keep swimming, and they keep doing it to me. Then the lifeguard blows their whistle and points to the kids and goes, "Hey, you guys, no big timing." And I realized,
oh my God,
these kids were big timing me. I was kidding.
They were just fucking with you?
They were fucking with. I was getting bullied.
11-year-old kids are the worst.
Bullshit.
Yeah, but it's not like 11-year-old kids. I mean, he used the word big timing for the 11-year-olds.
You're on their turf, baby.
Kids do that all the time at the public pool, though. I would not take offense to it.
Really?
They get in my lane and try to mess with me or like
they
try
do?
To. Yeah, and I'm yeah. like, what? I could waste you in a race, so don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like say anything, but I'll just like kick off the wall hard and make sure like get water in their face.
Nice.
And then it's like, get out. You're not supposed to be in here.
I'm going to drive away and go live in my house without my parents. You
right.
little shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just, like, I'm going to go eat as much candy as I want, motherfucker.
You know, you just
yeah, exactly.
put your hand on their head and just dunk them and they'll be gone.
What's your mom's name?
What did you
I'll
do
go
after
become
that?
Her friend.
I just switched lanes.
It's so.
But see, that's
I don't
the thing.
Think
I don't know the,
how goofy
what's
I
the
look.
Etiquette. Like, you have to wait for. What if lanes are full? I don't
there
know how
like,
that shit
there's
works.
There's faster lanes and there's slower lanes.
Oh, there
yeah,
are.
But
yeah.
if you go to a gym pool, don't expect anyone to know. There's like
right.
no. at my it's LA anarchy. Fitness, there are men that lay out. It's an indoor pool.
What?
It's an indoor pool.
Oh, I've seen those
go
people.
Away.
Oh my God.
Like, there's no reason. It's not. There's no like.
I think I just yeah. I can't handle like.
It's so gross.
What?
I can't handle that.
Oh my God.
It's like a chlorine sauna.
They're not even swimming. They're just laying out,
showing it off.
Maybe stick a foot in. You know.
Yeah.
Just dip.
Well, a lot of people hang. It's like a community hang. Cause like those like gym hot tubs.
Yeah.
Are like if you're like 45. That's
yeah,
where
but
the
I do not go in them.
No, God, no.
Like never.
No, uh-uh.
The sauna I'll do, but not the hot tub.
If you're like a divorcee, you go hang out in the hot tubs at a pool.
I've been in the hot tub Real at rough. The Rose Pool, and I know for a fact that all the kids pee in it. They have to.
Yeah.
They for sure do,
That's
right?
That's what pools are for, kid pee.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say peeing. I was like, please tell me.
No, kid pee. I mean, of course they do.
Yeah,
yeah, you have to accept that as like a reality. Yeah.
That's why you get in the biggest pool, because it's the least.
Less pee.
Yeah, less pee.
The kids' pool, that's mostly pee.
It's mostly pee. That's why it's warmer.
Have you guys ever been in one of those pools? Are those things real where they change the color? Like if someone's peeing?
No, they just tell that to
me. Is that just that Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah. Yeah. I believe everything in an Adam Sandler movie.
That myth kept me from peeing in a lot of pools as a kid.
Isaac, I thought it was new.
Oh. No,
it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I was told that that my uncle told us that there were those.
That is a good, I mean, that's a good.
Yeah.
It's a good use of a myth.
Right.
It is a very
good use of a myth.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. I like that. What do we got next here?
All right. Where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here?
These are up to interpretation.
I don't know. It sounds very spiritual and seeking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go from here, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, probably nowhere, you know? Probably it ends and it ends, but I hope not.
Yeah.
Again, see why I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
It could just end right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I hope it doesn't. But also, doesn't it make life a little bit more valuable if it ends?
Yeah, definitely.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah. Although, if you're upset about thinking that, like, when your life ends, it's over, think about all the people that you hate that when their lives end, it's also over.
Oh, that helps me. I've never thought that way.
Right?
But that so helps me.
To be like, oh, well, like, it's not
this person's going to die forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think about that very much because I can't hold on to hate very easily.
Yeah, me
I'm
either.
Just too, like, lazy.
Oh, I'm stubborn.
Yeah. I don't hate. It's just, like, get out.
Right, no, I agree. I know what you
I'm
mean.
Not,
people,
like,
who,
at all consumed.
People who don't deserve, it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you meet someone, you just always see someone, you always have a negative feeling about them.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to feel like this.
Right.
So I don't want to be around you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You think it's them. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I assume it's them.
And it could be you.
It could be me.
Yeah.
But I like to think that it's not.
That's much more convenient.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
This has almost nothing to do with what we're talking about, but last night I did a bar show, and there was this, like, drunk, like, barfly dude, and he kept yelling during my set. And it wasn't, like, it was kind of funny, so I was just fucking with him. Mm-hmm. And then he got up during the set of the girl after me, and he mooned everyone.
What?
Wow. So he won.
What a move, right?
Yeah,
who
moons someone?
Who moons?
Did he get kicked out?
Did he get kicked out?
I was like leaving, so
he needed attention.
I honestly
very
don't
badly.
Think he did. Yes, he really did.
I think mooning is so funny.
It is.
Yeah.
Classic. I mean, he shouldn't have done it during someone's set, but it's classic moon.
What really, really makes mooning funny though is if you have like a window you can stick your butt against.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad.
Great.
Oh my god, I'm just remembering this. I was back home recently and we were going to like a restaurant and a 24-hour fitness was in the same building and there was like a little window where you can like look into the gym and my dad like pressed his chest. He like joked and like did a
he pulled an O'Billy.
He pulled an O'Billy up against the fucking glass for everyone at 24-Hour Fitness.
That's hilarious.
I was so proud.
Oh, you're
like,
dad.
Classic. Classic dad joke.
That's pretty great.
Yeah,
pretty great.
I mean, I wish it would have been a moon, but...
Yeah.
It's still
basically,
good.
Like, any body part pressed up against glass is going to be a home run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Well, because it's like that Xerox face thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You smush it, and it's funny, man.
It's
the first rule of comedy.
Yeah.
Smush it.
Smush it or smush it or fall
good.
Over.
They did it in Ghostbusters. Did you guys see it?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where they,
Yeah.
On the ground. And
they have that scene where they're all under the thing.
Yes.
Classic comedy.
Yeah.
I hung out with a little kid last night, my friend Bianca and her daughter kept calling me Holtzman, which was pretty cool.
Yes!
So, pretty cool about it. And I got sent a picture today of her. She got a Holtzman toy, and she was like, she bought a Brandy.
Oh my God, that's so cute!
Yes.
My brand is out there.
That's the best one to be, too.
Oh, definitely. I feel really good.
That's
feel really
great.
Good about it.
That'll be a fun collection for you. You should get some Holtzman things.
I mean, so many, like, cool... like nerdy little girls are gonna grow up with that as their idol.
Dude,
so
I
fucking awesome.
I personally thought Leslie Jones stole the show.
She was
loved them all.
She was super good. Man, yeah, I was looking at like I found a link to her yellow glasses, and they have them in a bunch of different colors and slightly different designs. And I was like, okay,
those are cool. Yeah,
I'm gonna get into it this Halloween. I feel.
What are you guys gonna be? Do you guys have any Halloween picks?
I'll probably come up with something soon and then end up doing something really lazy and half-assed.
Yeah.
I wanted to do Prince really badly, but then Stranger Things came out and Barb. I was like, I should probably be Barb.
You're pretty, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. She has such short hair, so
you could
we'll
just
see.
Do like I could probably a low it. Bun and then pin it in.
Yeah. Yeah. So I might, because I'm wearing those glasses and shit. That'd be pretty fun.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be really, really
But
fun.
I do want to be Prince. But I could be Prince any year.
Just be Prince. Period.
In general?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's kind of what I've been trying to do.
Feel Prince in your heart.
I definitely feel that. So I feel that.
I guess I would be Eeyore. It's the only thing I've looked at being. But I don't know.
That'd be fun.
Steve Hernandez always calls me Eeyore. So I was like,
is Scott going to be Tigger or something?
He's so not a Tigger, though.
He's not.
He's much more of a Pooh or something.
He could be Piglet, maybe.
He's not.
Hernandez could be Pooh.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. Oh, my God. If we could convince him.
I can just see him hitting on girls. And
it would work, though. We should probably encourage that. Yeah.
get his hand in the honeypot, baby.
Uh-huh. Oh my god. I love Eeyore. Eeyore is my favorite.
Eeyore's the best.
Yeah, I've great. Actually, because I'm a Tigger, but I have a lot of Eeyores in my life.
Yeah.
I love Eeyores.
Eeyore's fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, Eeyore's a smart Halloween costume because then, like, you can just, like, that. You have. It's important to think about the energy of the character who you're being for Halloween.
Right.
And being an Eeyore for Halloween is just like, you can just be super
You get
chill.
To lay back. You don't have to yes. like.
Also, yeah. I feel like I could hide my tail and be like, I lost my tail, make everything about me, you know?
Definitely.
Yes. You're really fun.
The ultimate end goal of Halloween.
I'm going to do the same thing where I'm like, oh, fuck, it's here.
Yeah,
but
yeah. sometimes
okay.
I just leave.
I like thinking about it.
Sometimes I just don't do Halloween. I don't know if I'm not like the biggest Halloween person. I like it all right.
It's just it is a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
you know.
Although I don't know. Let's talk when it gets to it. But like, I wouldn't mind going to West Hollywood this year.
I should just have a dance party.
Oh, that'd be fun
at Silver
be
Lake fun. Or something. Yeah. We used to do that. We used to have the, a Halloween party every year.
Yeah, that was super fun.
Yeah,
the year that I was Britney Spears when I got brown contacts, I came to that.
Oh, right.
I contacts
brown
in my eyes,
contract.
And no one noticed.
You have such pretty eyes.
Thank you.
Why would you change that?
Well, I was dressing up as Britney, and I needed something on my face. You know,
just
I
be prettier,
contour.
Britney. What's wrong with you?
And last year for Halloween, I worked. I drove for Lyft, and I made like $600. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
But I was a dad making really good time. That was my Halloween costume.
That's so funny.
They just kept being like, "Get in the car. We got to go. No bathroom stops."
Oh my!
Doing bits of people all night long. It was real fun.
Did they love it?
Oh yeah, yeah. They were either confused or they fucking loved
right.
it.
Right. That's a great joke because it's either like they get it or they don't.
Yeah, exactly. It was really fun.
Oh yeah. Before we go, we have to say me and Tess took a lift to that. A Lyft line.
Terrifying.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Absolutely
the standard.
Terrifying.
We pick up this girl on the way who has the biggest floppy hat mm-hmm. of all time.
She looks very like Grace Kelly or something.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah. And she gets in the front seat because she accidentally opened the back and saw we were back there.
Yeah.
And then she gets in the front. She was like, I'm going to MacArthur Park Lake. And I was like, okay. She obviously didn't know what MacArthur Park was, and it was like looked like she was going to like lay out.
Sunbathe and a giant hat. MacArthur Park Lake.
And if you don't know what MacArthur Park Lake is, it's basically full of heroin needles. I would say probably right.
Dead bodies.
Dead bodies. It's not a place
not
to chill.
That. Yeah.
No, it's where you got your ID, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah, you go there ID. To get a fake ID.
Yeah.
You don't go to
you
lay out.
You can't sunbathe where you get a fake ID.
No. No.
It was definitely like, oh, she doesn't know. So we just watched him drop her off, and we're like, well, have fun.
Yeah, but he was also a terrible driver. On the way to
he
pick
was
her up,
fucking terrified.
He straight up drove through. The road was blocked with like a barricade, and he drove through the barricade, and Barb and I were like, oh, I don't think you're supposed to drive through here. And he was like, well, the GPS says, and we were like, right, but you can't.
That doesn't trump road signs.
If we had said something, I seriously think you would have just kept like going. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Just bad drivers ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah.
It's true. Awful.
But we lived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
good.
Be back. We're back on Lady to Lady and Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
You're here, Lisa Chanou. And we are having some white. Let's clink for the microphones.
Yes.
See if we can hear it. Tink, tink, tink.
Cheers.
Having some white wine on a lovely hot afternoon.
Isn't white wine just lovely in the summer?
It's great. I mean, it, I guess. Yeah, I'm getting into it.
It's cold, necessary. Right? Just keep it cold.
Yeah.
Keep it cold. Okay.
That's what's nice about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Red wine right now is my favorite, too.
What is? Oh, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like a Pinot Grigio. I'm just not, I can't do Chardonnay.
Me either.
Oof. I have no fucking idea between any of them.
Let's go wine tasting.
I know. You'll I haven't.
I went, but I just got drunk. I don't know. I just got drunk.
We'll go again.
Yeah.
We'll just keep getting drunk and then you'll know.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Exactly.
That's my plan anyway.
Exactly.
All right. Lady problems. You guys have been sending in some good ones. Mm-hmm. And if you have any, send them to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org. We know last week's was a doozy. We had some people respond to us and we're going to send our gal some. Oh, I met the girl who sent.
Oh, good.
Sent us that. She came to the show.
Good. I'm glad.
And she said that. I don't know. Well, she said that to like right after she sent that, her fucking nephew somehow like swiped her car and like left a huge mark on the side of it and fucked up her car. So I don't know, but I hope it gets better before it gets worse.
Girl, we love you. Get out of there.
We love you. Yeah.
Go to the Facebook group too. There's some advice there from people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Lady problems.
Oh boy.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them?
Do you guys like how every
people have them.
Oops. Do you guys like how every time we have a musician on, they like laugh like we're adorable?
Oh yeah. We're very cute.
Aww. I just like when people think we're cute.
Yeah, me too. I'll take it in any form.
Absolutely.
All right.
Alrighty. Lady problem. My problem is an awkward one, as it hasn't been a problem in the forefront of my mind. But listening to the lady problem a few weeks back about the lady dating a guy for 7 months with zero sex drive got me thinking. My boyfriend and I have almost been together for 2 years, and it's still like a honeymoon period, which is amazing. We say I love you countless times a day, and we're honestly best friends. We're not even having big fights and just get along so well. We trust each other implicitly and have a super secure relationship. What's the problem, you ask? Well, last April 2015, the day before we moved in together, I was going down on him when I noticed a tiny black mark on his penis. We went to the sexual health clinic straight away and found out it was a genital wart. He had it frozen there, and then the nurse gave him some cream to apply daily. Job done, no problem. We didn't have sex for a while after because the cream makes it pretty sensitive in a painful way, and I didn't want him to feel uncomfortable or in pain. Not to mention he was slightly embarrassed about it, even though I assured him countless times he doesn't have to be. Fast forward 18 months, and I can count the times we've had sex since the wart's first appearance on one hand. Ooh. He says it still hasn't gone away but won't let me see, even though I was the one who spotted it in the first place. The cream the nurse gave him last year is all but finished, and he shows no motivation of getting it back to, of going back to get it properly fixed. I looked it up, and it does say genital warts can hang around for a long time, but to me, 18 months seems excessive. When we have had sex since, it's been amazing as usual, and I'll think to myself, yes, he's over it, and we're back to normal. But then it's another 3 to 4 months until something else happens again. All of my girlfriends have said, well, can't he go down on you or something until it's fixed? And trust me, I do that because this shit is the best head I've ever had, but I would feel terrible me getting off and him having to go to bed with blue balls. At this point, it isn't an issue in our relationship. As I said, we're still super affectionate and love each other's company so, so much. Sex just isn't a part of the relationship anymore, and it isn't often I think about it. I work from home, so he's at work. I can get myself off, so he really doesn't have to feel guilty or whatever. But my problem is, now that I'm beginning to think, is it really still there? How hasn't it fixed yet? And maybe isn't there anymore, but it knocked his confidence, and now he's comfortable with how we are. I'm totally comfortable with where we are. But we used to have sex 5 to 6 times a week before it came along, and I'd really like to get it back there again. Shit, even if it's once a week, I'd be happy. How do I broach the subject to him without seeming like I'm A, doubting he's being honest with me about it still being there, B, getting desperate? I just want him to be all better. He just doesn't seem motivated to get it fixed. I don't want this to come across as a really negative thing. I just don't want to hurt his feelings, and I'm not sure what else to do about it. It's affecting both of our sex lives.
God. Sweetie.
Oh, God.
I mean, she's just going to have to be straight with him and be like, I love you, but, you know, I want to be able to fuck you again, and I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah, just ask what's up. I don't think there's anything. You have to always do that in relationships, even if it's like, dude, why do your shoes smell so bad? Whatever, you know, like, it's like you have to, like, You have to, because they might not even realize or know how they're being.
Exactly.
And it, obviously you guys are super strong, so I wouldn't worry about it's not going to end or something. He's just and who knows what's going on with him, if he still has it or not, you know?
Yeah. He's just really embarrassed by it.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like he just kind of like got embarrassed and like let it get to the point where he was like, would rather just deal with that than hook up. I don't know. Yeah. Unless it's kind of like, I'm scared. It's like, hopefully it didn't get bad or something.
Yeah, is it like taking over his, I mean, it's, I don't know. Because it's like, can't he still like get hand jobs and stuff? Like, is it that?
Yeah, you think.
Yeah, does he not want you touching his penis at all?
Well, she hasn't seen it in 18 months, so.
I think you got to ask to see it.
Yeah. I think so, too. Also.
Show me.
I think you gotta
just say what's up.
Yeah.
Come on. Like.
And also, she's being great, but she's definitely, she's being too, like, too giving.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, hey, dude, look, it's a little bit ridiculous. You gotta, like, get your shit checked
out. We live together. We love each other. It's not, you know.
And you know how to have a conversation with him, obviously. Yeah. You know, it seems like.
There's a thing, a lot of guys really don't like going to the doctor.
For sure. Especially that.
Yeah.
Because it's like their manhood thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And like, this isn't a judgment on you in any way. Shit happens. Like, but it will get worse if you don't make it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you're not a professional. Go to professionals to fix things that need to be fixed.
Yeah.
Like, go, you can't,
she's,
you can't
yeah,
just
she's
got
to just be straight. And I know it's terrifying, but it's like, you obviously need to. Mm-hmm. Just be like, what's going on?
Can I go to the doctor with you?
Yeah.
Also, maybe like you're being very, very nice, I think, without being like, well, he doesn't need to go down on me because he doesn't want me to touch him. Like, don't worry about that.
Yeah, take
it. If he's okay with it, go for it. Also, maybe that might get him out of his head.
Because also, he probably feels like shit about it.
I don't know, though. I mean, I personally think, like, getting head when it's one-sided is very awkward.
It is awkward. But it's like, it could happen once in a while. It doesn't have to be always. You know? Yeah,
but it's not really,
if it's
like,
your only,
long-term
if it's
solution.
Your only option.
Well, no, it's not a long-term solution. But what if it, like, gets him in the mood and he hasn't been in the mood in a while?
Yeah, it's an intimacy moment. Like, it's nice.
You've got to reconnect like that.
Yeah. I think that's true.
And it might get him past whatever block he has. If it's just a mental block, you know, he might be like, oh, I like this. I'm not a weird thing that I'm worried about.
Yeah, and it's a really good sign that, like, because I was afraid that she was going to say when they did have sex that it was awkward or something, but it's not.
Yeah.
So it's like, obviously he can do it. There's just something holding back, so.
And I feel like if he goes to a doctor, you guys could ask the doctor, like, okay, can we have sex with a condom?
Right.
What's the deal?
There's
got to be, like, a way to have sex.
Well, I think a lot of people get really, you know, shy about STDs or about anything, and it probably does inhibit you for a little while, but it's not a big deal.
No.
Like, I think probably...
Especially if you're together. It's not like you're some random...
Like, everyone you know, whatever your group of friends is, probably all have the same strain of, like, some sort of
HPV, everyone has HPV.
Or some sort of, like, herpes or whatever. I wouldn't... And I think guys are probably more sensitive about it because they...
Well, guys rarely get HPV. It's also everything's so external.
Yeah, they show all symptoms of it. And they're not used to it.
Yeah. Maybe it's also him being worried about you contracting something.
Right.
From him.
I think, like, that's probably part of it because I think the part, the one that gives you warts is the... Or wait, no, that's the one that's not
cancerous.
Cancerous. But whatever it is, he's probably obviously freaked out as fuck about it. So
yeah. But not talking about it is not going to help anything.
Yeah, you've done a long time really supporting him and being, like, quiet and nice about it, but you've got to, like, put your foot down and say, like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but once a week, I think, is bare minimum.
I agree.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, a Mayday situation if it's not once a week, I think. Mm-hmm. Like,
you guys have been, together for 2 years, and this has been happening for 18 months.
Wait, what? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been together for almost 2 years.
So almost the whole time?
Yeah. For like, only 6 months before this happened.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You guys love each other. You're going to get through it, but you just need to, like, be strong and approach him.
Yeah. But also, like, I feel like there should be, like, an end date to that. Like, how long should she give him?
Well, I mean, it depends on if it's still going on or not.
Yeah.
You know.
If he does, okay, I feel like you go see a doctor and see what they say, but, like, he's got to do that ASAP. Like, you don't just sit around forever.
No, you'd be like, we're making an appointment next week. We're going.
Yeah. I mean, that's that.
Walk into Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Make an appointment.
This is the plan.
Show up really sexy. Like, show up in lingerie and be like, I want to use this. We're getting your dick checked out.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Sometimes you just gotta like mama bear up a little bit as right. like the lady in the relationship to be like, this is what needs to happen mm-hmm. for this to be good. So do it or it's gonna be bad for you for a long time. Until then, I'm gone forever.
Yeah, and like just in the meantime, you're just gonna build up resentment because, you know, you wanna fuck and you're not yeah. fucking, so.
Yeah, exactly. This will get
That's
worse
a recipe
on all
for
fronts.
Disaster.
It is, yeah. mm-hmm. for sure.
One person in a relationship being sexually frustrated, I Oof. Bet the success rate on that is
0%.
Yeah.
It has to be.
It has to be.
It has to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't, I mean, you know, take care of that one way or the other.
Yeah, definitely. He's got to deal with it. Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
Sorry. If it makes him feel any better, I probably need to get some, you know, I haven't been to the dentist in 2 years. You know, there are yeah. things we all put off.
Absolutely. Oh, definitely.
But, you know, you just have to do it.
Yeah, it's important.
I think, is this just our generation? Like, I feel like particularly our generation had so little access to healthcare for like 10 years that we're all very like DIY about it.
For sure. For sure. Because you're Absolutely. Like, well, if I go and there's something wrong, then I have to pay even more money.
Exactly. Like, yeah. we're so used to that mentality that mm-hmm. we're like, I feel like we all know so much about like homeopathic shit and like.
Yeah.
Even like I have antibiotics. If I get them prescribed and I don't feel like I need to take them, I'll just save them until I'm really sick.
Oh, I do that yeah. all the time. Yeah, you're not so supposed like, to, but I.
You're not supposed to at all, but I can't afford to go to the doctor.
Exactly.
Every time I get sick.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll take it half now and then half the next time.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Move. No, but we are. We're yeah. very outside the lines with
it's
that.
True.
Shit.
Yeah.
I think it's also important whenever I go to the doctor, I try to have like literal written questions because doctors try to
that
get,
is true.
Doctors mm-hmm. try to get in and out on you yes. so fast. Yeah. But I'm just like, no, we have this to go through.
That is a good point. Yeah, and, like, be sure you're ready with what you want to talk about. Yeah, and know
that's really a good idea.
Yeah, I do.
Because I
the
and the problem is I do that too. I want to seem like nothing's wrong, so I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, but it's like no, I'm here for a reason.
Well, and it's like I'd like to do it write it down beforehand because when I'm there, I don't want to admit any sort of weakness. And I'm just like, no, this is what you're here for. You paid this money. You got to go through it. You got to.
It is
so
crazy.
Much.
I mean, I've had doctor's appointments that were literally like 3 minutes long.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they're insane.
And half the time they're like looking at their phone while they're talking.
Sometimes it's not even a doctor. They send a PA or they send
a lot of most of the time
we just check your you still have your tonsils here's some there's a Z-pack see you later
and then it's you like, talk cool, to great, thanks. All of your friends are like I beat my asthma by stopping eating tomatoes
right
you know everyone's figuring it out
exactly
just tell your guy to stop eating tomatoes and his dick will be
but I always say coconut oil
coconut oil is
probably
dip it in some coconut
oil is for sure good for it for sure
but also go to a doctor
well Lisa thanks for doing the show
thank you for having me it was so fun
where can people find you online and everything
you can go to lisachinoux.com or find me on social media at asilnoux
nice
and thanks guys
yeah
see y'all next week
bye
bye
can't get enough of us subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content access to our first 100 episodes and more go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.